because I know what mental illness looks like.
Yeah, obviously. It's the news, according to me. Good Monday morning. Here I am, February 2nd, 7:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host. It is a good place to be this morning, down in my basement, with a blanket over my legs, sipping on a cup of hot chai. By the way, that's what's in my cup. I'm going to go right to the main point that everybody tunes in for, the what's in my cup part. I have creamy chai, big train, creamy chai in a world where I've got coconut cream creamer in there. Boy, that's just perfect stuff for today. I have, turn the music off, would you? Thanks. I have in my backup cup, my glorious backup cup, I have sweet tea. That is very peachy because it was homemade with fresh peaches that we froze them with it. My wife gets fresh peaches and then she freezes them. She slices them up and freezes them. And then I put them in my tea. It's very good. Peachy sweet tea, I call it. Yeah, good stuff. Anyway, here I am. I have... It's Mishmash Monday. There's nothing on the docket. I found this old, I was going through some old audio clips. Found that. I think, of course, this was a prognosticator, one of those people on the left who knows what mental illness looks like. I want to play the whole thing because it's pretty interesting stuff, actually. I'm going to try to play that for you. In the meantime, I have... some good news. There's today, probably tonight, possibly tomorrow, on tomorrow's show, I should say. I'm hoping to have this app I've been working on for podcasters. Now, if you're a podcaster, if you're out there and you have a podcast, get in touch with me any way you can. You can call 812-379-8778. Or you can text that number. Or if you know me personally, you can also get in touch with me. If you know my personal number stuff, you can call me, write me, whatever you want to do. Email, whatever. Send me a message. If you're thinking about doing a podcast, or you're doing a podcast, or you'd like to do a podcast, or you want to participate in this little project I've got going on, I need to do some testing with this app. So I'm looking for some beta testers who want to try this thing out and see what they think of it. So that's, there you go. It's kind of an open invitation for anybody that wants to do that. I have limited number of people, of course. I'm not going to do 1,000 people testing it out. But it's going to be, I think it's going to be a game changer for, and now the app isn't fully developed. There's a lot of things that I think there's some things that I'm going to be throwing in as plugins and things that are going to be improving. So it's going to be a constant improvement type thing. But I want to get some feedback from podcasters. The podcastage world out there, whatever you call it, whatever. Podcasters. The podcast community. Anyway, probably doing a show with it this week. That's the plan. The plan is to do it tomorrow. According to my all my development team, I've got working on it here. They all think it's going to be done. They thought it was going to be done for the morning show, but they were wrong. So they are still working on it. And I do have another app that I've just built. It's tomorrow. By the way, speaking of all this, the reason this is all getting done is because I've now mastered the. I'm a master of artificial intelligence. I've been working with some AI platforms. To get some stuff done. I've got stuff that I've been working on for 10 years, haven't been able to put it all together, just haven't been able to get across the goal line. And with the help of this, as they call it, artificial intelligence, I call it It's otherwise known as AI. For those of you who have been living under a rock for the last year, I have something called. Let's put it this way: the AI it stands for artificial intelligence. I like to refer to it as artificial super stupidity. I don't think I need to let you know what the acronym for that is. It's very frustrating sometimes working with it. Now, it does get stuff done, but I've also spent hours upon hours going round and round with this stuff because sometimes it's just stupid. It is just super stupid sometimes. And it's not artificial. It's actual super stupidity. I like to refer to... The other day, my wife and I were doing something. We were talking about something, I came up with some kind of idea or did something, whatever it was. I had an idea and did something, and it worked, fixed whatever it was. And I said, that's actual intelligence, AI. I said, AI fixed that. It was actual intelligence. Which is something that I think that, I'm not going to dive into it too much here today, because tomorrow is going to be the topical Tuesday is going to be the thing tomorrow. And, but I'm kind of excited about that as well. AI has helped me finish a few things. There's an app for worship leaders that I've been working on for about 11 years to almost a little over 10 years. I haven't necessarily been working on the, I've been working on the app. I've been working on a way to do it. And I tried to figure out an app to do it. And I tried to work on that. And I've got so many other little businesses that have to do with applications that I'm hoping to launch. Some of them might be kind of big. I don't know. The market analysis on one of them right now for the podcaster app, I had AI do a couple different AI models, LLMs they call them, language models. They're saying that the projection is quite astounding. And if it's even just a tenth of that, of what they're forecasting, saying, I would be perfectly happy. And I'm a little bit overwhelmed, actually. And I've got several of those kind of ideas out there that are kind of in the queue waiting to be kind of worked on. I can only work on about 5 or 10 things at once. And I got about 30 or 40 more. And every time I come up with an idea, that spawns more ideas. It drives my wife nuts. She finally learned that, just because I say I have an idea doesn't mean we're going to do it. She used to freak out when I'd say, hey, I've got an idea. Let's build an ocean liner and take thousands of people at a time on cruises. I can build it in the backyard here. We can do it out. We just, take them down to Lake Wawasee here and I'm sure she'll sell tickets. She would freak out and, I'd come up with kind of lame, brain crazy ideas. Now, if I had, if I had the means to do it at the time, I probably would have done it. What saved us was there was no way that was going to happen. So, anyway, on with the show. Let's talk about some things in the politics. We have, I've already talked about the cup, right? The guys are all filled in on that. You can sit back and relax now because you know what's in the cup. You can rest assured that I'm okay because I've got. And I know that's what most of you are concerned about is whether or not I'm okay. I get it. Anyway, I have, what is that? Oh, I thought that was a little mouse dropping, but I guess, my cats, I've got this like foam in here in this, I'm in a rubber room, basically. I have this like foam stuff around my computer area here. It's thick. It's like a thick, it's about 4 inches thick, I think. Something like that. And it's quite heavy, very dense stuff. You can drive over with a car. It's not your typical like little foam stuff. And I haven't got my other sound booth in here yet. That's something I'm planning on doing this week. I actually supposed to stay in the upper 20s today and tomorrow, which means I'm going to get some things done outside finally. It's been down below zero. But I have this thing, kind of a wrapped, it's a wrapped around my desk in my office area here, which is where my computer is, but that's where my home studio is, kind of that. At the worldwide headquarters, I have an entire office room that's fixed up as a recording office, basically, the whole office itself. And unfortunately, it's not quite as quiet as it should be. I've got some things I'm working on there to get that a little bit quieter, because there are some things that can affect it outside. Now, the booth that I'm pulling in from, that I have sitting outside right now, I'm going to be pulling that inside. It's very heavy and big, and it's in an overhang area. It's not out in the weather or anything, but that is going to be even higher quality than what I can do at the worldwide headquarters. Which means I may have to move the worldwide headquarters here to the house. So that's probably going to eventually do something like that. Now, there's a lot of other things I'm doing at the worldwide headquarters there too, other projects. Onward and upward. Let's talk about something else other than me. Let's talk about what you think about me. I have, again, speaking of which, let me know what you think or what you'd like to hear on the show, or if you have a question or comment. You can call 812-379-8778. Leave a message. It's a hotline. Of course, this isn't a live show, so you can't get that. However, there's going to be a live show feel because of some things I'm adding to the show, hopefully this week. That's the plan. And it will help turn things into a more dynamic environment. And possibly make it a little bit more entertaining. It's all about making it more entertaining. That's the goal, because this is all entertainment. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm a guy with a bunch of opinions, and what you do with those is what you know. That's up to you. So I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just making my comments and venting. It's my therapy session. You're my therapist. I'm just letting it all kind of fly out of my mouth to get it off my chest so I can survive another day. I have Ilhan Omar, who was I can't see a straight face. I can't say it. She was attacked by a guy sitting on the front row. She tried to fight him back. She went after him to fight him back. He sprayed something on her, and when she said, "I don't," he sprayed something on you. She said, this lady said it right into the microphone. We have to take you somewhere. We have to get you out of here. No, the show must go on. I must prevail. We can't let these MFers do this to us. It's funny how she talks about her faith occasionally, and yet she says things that they would not come out of my mouth. In that setting, I don't understand. I just don't get the vulgarity thing. I don't get it. I'm not condemning if you use vulgarity. I get, you know, people just sometimes an expletive is sometimes it fits. I will say that. And I have to say, okay, well, that's probably what you just said there. But I just don't get it. Especially people of faith. I don't know where you are in your faith. I guess it kind of just maybe says something about that. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But the point is, you got the hijab on, you do all the stuff. And then you say the United GD States. Because you really hate this country is what it amounts to. And it comes out, it oozes out of you. All of a sudden, your faith has nothing to do with what the words that are coming out of your mouth. It's all about you and your power, and it's all about you. It's your representation. You're not in position to be a representative. You ran for office to be somebody. You wanted to be the one that was at the center of it all. In the process, enriched yourself. I'm hearing reports. Well, now, here's the problem, folks. She's under investigation. Now, when you have someone try to attack, you know, the biggest, probably the most, hate is not the biggest, the most offensive thing that a person can do for you. It's apathy. They couldn't care less. I hear people say they could care less. No, you could care less. If you could care less, then that means you care some. If you couldn't care less, that means there's nothing left to care. I couldn't care less. In other words, I care the least amount possible right now of any. I'm at the bottom floor. I couldn't go any lower. I couldn't. You know. That's what you're saying there. If you say I could go lower, I could care less. Well, that you see what I'm saying here? I'm sitting on the basement floor. I could go lower. No, I couldn't. I couldn't go lower. I couldn't care less. I could care more, but I can't care less because I'm already carried at the least there can be. In other words, I don't care at all. That's what I'm saying. But people say that. Anyway, I'm just trying to correct the world right now. It's me trying to correct the world. By the way, it's not especially, it's especially. It's a slight difference there. So she gets attacked by this guy. This guy sprays. I can't say it. Apple cider vinegar. I can imagine this guy sitting at home. I'm gonna go get that Somali. What do I have? Oh, look, some salad dressing. I'm gonna squirt that on her. Not on her eyes, of course, just on her jacket. I'm gonna put this apple cider vinegar in a syringe. And I'm gonna show her. Yeah. I'm gonna sneak that in to this meeting. And just at the right time, when she's saying the one thing that she wants repeated over and over and over and over and over again, because for the television, and that's part of this whole deal. She was saying something at that moment. She wanted to say it very clearly. She said, "And Kristi Noem must resign." And people clapped. And I think those people ran on it too. Or she told them to clap a lot when that happens. When I make this statement, just really clap a lot. ICE must be abolished. Yeah, and Kristi Noem must resign. Yeah. Why do they care about Kristi Noem? This is one of those things where, like, the Republicans went after Mayorkas. So what? Mayorkas is working at the behest of the president. It's the president's policies that the problem. It's not Mayorkas. Now, Mayorkas wouldn't answer questions, and he lied about some stuff, and he was dodging all kinds of issues and was saying things like the border is secure. The border is secure. What's your definition of secure? Does it mean the border's there? It's not moving? I'm sure people are walking right over it, but it's still secure. I haven't lost it. It's right there where it was. I don't get that. I don't get why, because they don't want to attack Trump directly. Kristi Noem's just doing her job. And I don't know, think what you will about her. I think she has some mental issues. I think she's having problems with aging, which a lot of people do. I get that, but at the same time, you know, she's a pretty lady. There's And some people just don't like that. Sometimes it's jealousy. Sometimes it's, well, she's pretty, so she can't be effective. Okay, whatever. Look, again, they look at, all they can see is what they see. They don't, her skin color isn't right, her gender isn't right, or she's just, you know, whatever. She's not non-binary. She's whatever. Because everything has to be judged under that scope with the leftists. They have to go by that whole thing. Now, anyway, so she has this guy attack her. So this guy attacks her. I don't know. I don't know if she knew about it. All I can say is there are a lot of people who are saying, you know, if somebody would have just out of the blue come up and sprayed me with something, I think I would have at least gone to the bathroom and washed it off or figured out what it was. And then this idea that she's just so brave that she starts going after this guy by herself. I guarantee you, if I would have walked up to her wearing a MAGA hat out of the blue in a meeting, she would not have just been coming after me. She would have been getting behind the podium, calling for security. I don't know who this guy is. Get him away from me. I don't want to get hit with another salad dressing attack. I just want to give you my analysis of this thing because it's here. Here we are. I was going to try to play the audio, but I thought I had an audio clip of this thing, and I can't find it. I guess I could go back to find the other show. But that's another thing about this particular app that I'm designing will help me to organize things like that, actually. Now, so here's what she does here is she says, they say, what was it? Well, she sprayed you with something. He sprayed you with something. She got sprayed with something. And she goes, I don't know. Right in the microphone. This is very, very performative, I should say. Now, I'm kind of curious. I think she may have been wearing a lapel mic. I'm pretty sure that she was possibly wearing a lapel mic because there were times that she was away from the microphone and it was still picking up as if she was right there. And so I'm curious about that. That would be something that a production agent would do. But the microphone itself might have just been, you know, able to pick up really well as well. There's some technology out there that's pretty amazing. Even just a regular microphone, things they can do with recording technology and on some of the mixers now, that it's quite impressive. It can detect your, you know, if you're right up on the microphone like this. I could be back here, and the technology will make it sound like it's like just like this the whole time. Doesn't matter where you are on the microphone, you can be back and forth like this, and it will actually, in real time, it will figure that out and make the sound. There is a little bit of latency, but it's not latency that you would detect with your own. I could probably detect it just because I'm so used to picking that stuff apart. But it's and maybe not. There's a lot of things that they can do now that I wouldn't even know, especially if I'm not paying attention. If I'm paying attention, that's, yeah, it's possible. I don't know. That's some good tea there. That's just right there. That's just some good tea. Now, what do we have going on here? I got all kinds of notices coming up. Oh, that's due. Yeah, okay, that's done. Yeah. Anyway, this whole thing with her, she says that. Now, when she said that, something, of course, anybody who listens to it will kind of, if I played it for you, in fact, I probably should try to find this because I really, I think it's worth playing. I thought I had the audio. Maybe I just had the video up when I played that. It's very possible. What do we have here? Let's look for it because I think it's worth listening to because I want to take you through a little class here of what this is, how this works. Let's go. Where is it at? It's got to be here. I'll find it while I'm talking. The way she says this, it stands out. And I think most people, when they hear this, they feel you get this uncomfortableness. There's an uneasiness because it doesn't seem quite right. Here it is. Ilhan Omar attack. Let's watch this little thing. There's a little, there's a short one here. There's someplace. What happened to it? Here we go. This is the one I want to play right here.
Of the agency. ICE cannot be reformed. It cannot be rehabilitated. We must abolish ICE.
But by the way, she has a speech impediment. It's not just an accent. I don't know if anybody realizes that. She does have a speech impediment. She has a her mouth is not formed properly. So that's what causes it. It's not a training thing. She literally when she speaks in Somali, I'm sure she has an accent or she has an impediment as well. I'm sure she doesn't sound right. It's her teeth. I think it's an extreme overbite. If I remember what I remember seeing. Anyway, it's just,
good.
So they all clap. This guy in this video, you can see this guy sitting down in the, he's down right in front of her, in the crowd there. He's right. There's probably about 100 people in this room, something like that. And by the way, she never looks at this guy. She looks at everybody else in the room. She never looks at him, which is very strange. That's almost as telling as anything else.
HHS Secretary Kristi Noem must resign. Face impeachment.
Now, this is where he gets up. They're all clapping. And she never looks at him. He's coming at her. And she never, this guy, the only guy in the room getting up and coming towards her and saying something, and she never looks up or never looks at the guy. This has been rehearsed and directed. She's been directed this way. People don't normally act this way, even when they're trying to act this way. She has been coached through this. There's nothing normal about this at all. This is just my opinion, folks. Oh, no.
I don't know.
What did he spray on you? I don't know. Now, she's back at the microphone.
I need a napkin to know nothing.
Now, the security guard, I don't know anything about the guy. He might be a good security guard. I don't know. He's standing in front of her, and he's saying, you know, you need to go. You need to just, you know, whatever. She's pushing him. She's like twice his size. And she...
No, we will continue.
And she's making a very big deal out of it. No, we will continue. She's saying it very loud. She's not just saying no. Let's keep going. Again, this is an act. There's cameras everywhere. People with
kids.
See, now she has to cuss. These effing a-holes have to do this and all this. Because, you know, apple cider vinegar. it's just bizarre. The whole thing is bizarre. Now, you have to realize, when she says, I don't know, that was the key to me. I heard, the second time I heard it, I was like, no, that's why my gut kind of, that was the point. That was the initial statement that she made that turned my stomach. It was like, that's where I got uncomfortable with this thing. When she said that. Vocally, I could tell there was deception. She did know. She knew what that was. And the fact that she's not concerned at all about it is enough to make you wonder. And of course, there are people that are, you know, still sitting down. Everybody's sitting down. They're just watching the whole show. People in the back are standing up. It's very bizarre, very weird. Just very weird. There's not even 100 people in this room, probably. It's very small group. There is a what appears to be, this looks like a some kind of a security guard or a county sheriff over here on the left-hand side. I can't tell if he's actually, maybe he's just a guy wearing a jacket. He kind of looked like a police officer. All I could see was about a fourth of his shoulder and his jacket there. It almost looked like a police officer. He's not. The guy who's a security guard doesn't look like a police officer at all. He's just kind of, which may be part of the deal. He may be part of trying to be somewhat inconspicuous, but yeah, just weird stuff. Weird stuff. Now this is what, there's a guy that looks like he's got a, he looks like a badge on, but he's not, yeah. Very, very strange stuff here, folks. Anyway, the whole problem is she's under investigation. She wants to play the victim here. She wants to play the victim card. That's the whole point. She's trying to get this whole thing pushed back, pushed away, trying to deflect from, well, they're after me. They're trying to get me. So this is what I was talking about, apathy. Apathy is is bigger. If everybody hated her, if the right was all up in arms, oh, we hate you, we hate you, oh, we're trying to attack you, that'd be one thing. We don't care, okay? We just want you to just be quiet. Just stop with all the rhetoric. And we think you're a fraud. We think that you are committing fraud, and you're basically on the take. That's my opinion. That's what's happening. Her husband, she was worth, I think, negative $6,000. She was like, her portfolio was in really bad shape when she took office. I don't know how many times she's been married, which again, I don't know what the Islamic rule is on marriage and divorce. Especially when you supposedly marry someone just to get them into this country. And that person could possibly be your brother or your stepbrother. I don't know how that all works. In Islam, I'm not sure how that works. But apparently that's not a big deal. And then she has they're now worth like $30 million in just a couple of years. According to the people who've questioned her about it, it's just, well, you know, there just weren't any guardrails on all this COVID money flying around. Which is, again, why we shouldn't have all this money flying around without guardrails. But that's not the problem. Governor Walz says, "Oh well, our state is a very generous state. That's why there's more opportunity for fraud. But we arrest them. We put them in jail. The people who commit fraud, we put them in jail. Really? Did you even know there was fraud going on? And if you did, why was it going on?" He likes to pretend. You know, he likes to take both ends of that. He goes, "Oh well, we put them in jail. So you knew there was fraud." And I don't get it. So that what's happening here is she's trying to create a narrative, create something apart from the reality of what could potentially happen to her. Now, I also want to talk about this Don Lemon thing. I'm kind of surprised, actually, that the powers that be, Pam Bondi and then the DOJ. There was a local magistrate apparently that decided not to press charges. Now there's reasons for this. There's you have to understand when you. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't understand this completely. I do know that there are things like discovery and all kinds of other things that happen when you. Let's say that they wanted to use all of Don Lemon's live stream, all the video that he took of him committing these crimes, as they're, I think in order to use that in a court, there's all kinds of other issues involved in it. If you go after Don himself, I think you have a harder time. I don't know. I know that that changes the rules on his content. I don't know. You know, since it's public content, I don't know if, how much of a thing that is to cross over. But I do know that sets some boundaries. Whether or not those are serious boundaries or not, I don't know. The other issue is he is kind of there acting in a reporter kind of capacity. However, he was involved. Now, the news media. Oh, I know what it was. I was going to play. I was going to put this up. I didn't do it. Let me see if I can find the actual video I need to put over here. It's in my history. Courtesy of Liberal Hive Mind. Where'd he go? He played this little clip. I think it was Abby Phillips. Was saying something. The most recent one here. Where is it? It's not that one. It's not that one. I think it's this one here. Let me see if I can find it. It plays this little clip of Abby Phillips, and she's talking about the. Where is it? Where is it? It's not here. This is all about Ilhan Omar. It's the wrong one. I'll get it at some point. We'll get back to it. But so Abby Phillips, what is this? No, that's okay. That's nothing else. Abby Phillips was was talking about it, and this guy was saying how Don Lemon was. Keeping people from leaving and doing all kinds of things. And she says, no, that wasn't him. That was just the general, that wasn't him. He didn't do that. It was just the people some of the other protesters that were there. And someone had to jump in and say, no, the actual indictment. In other words, Abby didn't read the actual indictment. why would she? Because, why would you do that? why would you actually have to do that? Because that would make you more of a somebody that's in the know. Bill Maher does this all the time as well. here, I think this might be it right here. I'm pretty sure it's got to be here somewhere. Where is it at? It's on the here. This could be it. She's just talking. That's not. There's Mom Donnie. By the way, there's a few people missing. Apparently. Mitch McConnell, for example. Hey, Mitch. Hey there, Mitch. Where you been? There you are. Yeah, there's Mitch McConnell, our majority leader in the Senate, has a lot to say on all the subjects that are happening right now. All we hear from is, you would think Schumer was in charge. And that's not the case. We don't hear anything from Mitch. Mitch, you should have stepped down and resigned and had somebody fill that position about 5 years ago. But that's not going to happen, I guess, until they're going to have him on life support sitting in the Senate. It just blows my mind that they do this. And I guess it doesn't surprise me that much because I understand the whole. I've explained this before on previous shows about how the machine around the candidate, the person isn't important. It's all the people who are around that person who are forming policy. Much like Joe Biden when he was in office, what we saw there was a perfect example of everyone else is in charge. He just kind of shows up at the meetings and, puts his auto pin on on full blast to make everything happen. He doesn't really care. He's not in charge of anything. Everybody else is telling him what to do. And he made that clear in some of his speeches. He made it clear. Well, they're going to get mad at me if I say this. who's going to get mad at you? You're the president. You're the one that was elected, supposedly. Well, which he wasn't now, but they're finding out now that there was all kinds of weird fraud. The whole thing that happened down in Fulton County in Georgia, and this happened all over the place, but they're now finding out this is, okay, this is obviously fraud. Now, remember, Chris Krebs, a supposed Republican, testified up in Wisconsin under the Ron Johnson committee that he had formed. He was trying to get to the bottom of things, and he couldn't. Of course, it was just all a big wishy-washy show. But Chris Krebs, who was supposedly a Republican who was in charge of cybersecurity, I think for the Bush administration, the guy's a radical. He's actually a radical. He's just a radical. I'm not going to go any further than that. And he was in on it by default, like I would say. All he was saying was, oh, we did recounts. Well, when you recount the same ballots, the problem was the ballots. Now they're finding ballots that were obviously copied because there were multiple ballots that were exactly the same. I mean, everything on them was exactly the same, writing, everything. And they were obviously copied. They're finally doing some forensic, you know, analysis of this stuff and finding out I think Georgia was only, it was like an 11,000 ballot difference, I think. It wasn't that many people. Now, I'm glad in some ways I understand why it had to happen the way it happened. Trump would have had 8 years of influence and been done. The current situation is Trump has already had more than 8 years of influence because the entire time that Biden was in office, Trump was behind the scenes having an impact and having an influence. He has another 3 years. Now, I don't know if he's going to make it. Folks, I got to be honest with you. I think that there are some physical, not necessarily mental things going on with him, but I think there are some physical issues. I think he's capable of leading. Don't get me wrong. Much more capable than Joe Biden ever was. When Trump walks into a room, he still walks in and says, here's what we're going to do today. Biden never did that. Biden never walked into a room and said, I'm large and in charge, and here's the agenda, here's what we're going to do today. He didn't set any agendas. He walked in to find out what the agenda was. That never happened with him. And if you think it did, then you've got a diluted idea of who that guy was. He may have been that guy 20 years ago. He was not that guy when he was in the office. Now, having said all that, the issue at hand is that the current, how do I say this? The current situation is very touchy, and it's a very interesting one, to say the least, with regard to security. And I want to get back to this thing about Don LeMahon, because I want to finish this. I'm going to finish that before I move on to anything else. Don was indicted. Come to find out, the indictment didn't come down from the DOJ. It didn't come down from Pam Bondi. It came down from a grand jury that indicted him from Minnesota, of all places. Now, people are pretty upset about this. Even on the left, people are upset about what Don did and what happened to that church. Now, the radical leftists, they don't care. They think it was great when they did that. Now, The problem with this whole idea that, well, what we saw was not, you know, Don didn't do any of that, those things that they're saying. You weren't there. The only thing you saw was what Don let you see. You saw what Don put on. I have not seen any video from anybody from inside the church. I don't know if any of them had their cameras out. I assume they probably did. Somebody probably was taking camera video of this thing. There's probably a lot more video of this. What would happen? Did you know a man's arm was broken trying to get out of the church? I'm not sure what that entailed or what happened there. He was trying to get his child out or something, trying to help his family out or whatever was going on there. And he ended up getting his arm broken trying to get out of the church. This was not just a hey, we're here, you know, you're going to, they kept them there and basically would not let them leave. They kind of surrounded the place. And if you hear them yelling and being intimidating and everything else that they're doing, this is not necessarily a peaceful protest, first of all. Secondly, you don't have the right to go into a church and start protesting like that. That's just you can't do that. You're pushing the line there. Don knew exactly what they were doing when they went in. He wanted to pretend like he, oh, I'm not sure, this is kind of a clandestine thing, I'm not supposed to talk about it. I don't even know this. I don't even know this lady. And of course, before he starts off the whole stream with this lady's name, what she's done, what the kind of the icon that she is in the whole world, and she's one of his favorite people. But then, oh, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about her. He just happened to show up there and start recording, which actually is what happened on January 6th to some reporters who happened to be there, who were chronicling everything that was going on. They had no idea there was going to be a break-in. They had no idea that stuff was going to happen. They were just there reporting on what was happening. They went to prison. They didn't even go inside the Capitol. Some of them went to prison. They were only taken to prison because of, for one reason only, basically. It's because they were right-wing reporters. But, you know, Don gets an excuse because he's a left-wing reporter, so he's just a journalist. And, oh, my goodness, we're prosecuted. This is what they do in third-world countries. Yeah, that's what they do in third-world countries, yeah. First of all, most of them don't, or, you know, communist countries or whatever, most of them don't have Christian churches, first of all. There's this Nick Shirley, the guy who kind of started this, sparked the whole thing of because he was finding all this fraud in Minnesota. It's kind of sparked the whole thing up there. He's out on the street, and there people are going after him. I think he was in another town somewhere, doing something else somewhere. And he's out there standing in the street saying, "I have a right to be here." Basically saying, "I have a right to be here." And the people were going crazy, yelling at him, telling him to get out. Everybody wants him to leave, blah, blah, blah. All these people are yelling, telling you to get out. You need to leave. You know, blah, blah, blah. We don't want you here. We don't want you here. This is called mob rule. And he was making a point by standing there saying, "I don't have to leave. I have a right to be here." Now, the police officer saying, you know, the police officer was trying to protect. I handed it to the police officer. He's like, he kept telling people, "Don't touch him. Don't touch him. You know, if you touch him, you're going to," he's asking not to touch him. That's assault if you touch him after that. And he keeps asking Nick Shirley, you know, "Do you want me to help you get out of here?" No, I have a right to be here. I'm okay right now. They're yelling at him, screaming, telling, you know, all kinds of stuff. This dangerous stuff. This guy's got, you know, he's got some guts. He's got some courage here because, you get some wackos out there. But this is what mob rule looks like. Now, they don't understand it. They don't see it as they're yelling at this guy to get out because they don't like him, because they hate him. This is what fascism looks like. Actually, it's what democracy, pure democracy, looks like, because it's mob rule. Everybody here voted. You should leave. "I have a right to be here." "No, you don't, because we all voted and you should leave. We don't want you here." Maybe in a communist country, maybe in a democracy, you have to leave. In a republic where you as an individual have rights, you do not have to leave. And that's the difference. That's the big difference right there. This is where we are with the church situation. Rights were trampled on. Your right to protest, your right to free speech, does not override someone's right in their freedom of religion. Something called the FACE Act. There's all kinds of things, but it's just downright immoral what they did. Now, I don't know if Don Lemon should have been prosecuted. I think it would have been better to just, let's not even mention the guy, because apathy is sometimes a stronger statement than actually going after the guy. Now he can use it. Now he can be in the spotlight. I think his show gets about 10,000 people listening to it. There's people that are far less known in the podcast and YouTube world to get a lot more views in an hour than he does. But because he was a former host of CNN, and he still gets, you know, he still gets some of the platforms he does, and people know who he is. His show isn't very popular, but people know who he is. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. So here we go. Last thing I want to do is play this. This was right before Trump got elected the second time. I call it the wacky woman interview. I don't even know who's interviewing her. I have no idea. But she goes on this thing. It's about a minute. I think it's about a minute long. Is it about a minute long? Let's see your duration. It's a minute and 2 seconds. So let's play it. And she's got this co-host that just keeps saying, doesn't want to say anything. This lady, she's very dramatic. She goes into this whole thing. Let's play it. It's part of the rest of the clip, the rest of the story. This, and now, the rest of the story. Here we go. Well, I've had the mute button on. That's not going to work. So I've got to get that done. Here we go. Here, I'm going to play it now. This is just like it's live, but it's not. Here we go.
As soon as he takes the oath, he will have generals walk down the steps of the Capitol. He will take a hammer and break the glass where the Constitution is, and he will tear it up in our faces. And say, now, I'm the king of the fucking world.
And he'll spray us all with apple cider vinegar.
You will bow down, bitch.
Yeah, that's what he's going to
do. He will punish everybody that didn't vote for him. Let me tell y'all how I know this.
Here we go.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
Because she sees it in the mirror
that
every day.
Is unstoppable.
See,
maybe
this motherfucker's Hitler.
Maybe what you could do is spray him with some apple cider vinegar, and that would stop him.
He didn't come to play.
This is the rhetoric these people listen to day in and day out. This is why they are the way they are. Can you imagine? I want to go back to this thing. I can't believe it. Okay, so you're sitting home. At night, you're planning on going after Ilhan Omar. You're gonna go to her. You're gonna go to her speech tomorrow, because you have so much hatred for her. You're gonna go to her little speech. I'm gonna take this lady out. I'm gonna show her. I'm gonna sit down front. See, what can I do? What can I do to her? I know. Oh yeah, I'll fill a syringe full of. I'm going to fill a syringe full of apple cider vinegar. And I'm going to spray it where? In her eyes? No. No, that might actually cause some damage. I'm going to spray it on her clothes. Because that'll stop her. That'll shut her up and shut her down. So he fills the syringe. He can't wait. He stays up all night thinking about what this is going to do. The life changes that are going to happen. The way this is going to change everything in the country. It's going to solve all the problems. The entire direction of the world is going to change. Tomorrow night at that meeting when I spray her with apple cider vinegar. So he goes in. He sneaks it into the room. And right at the right time, when she says the right thing that she wants to have repeated over and over and over as people play back the attack. Because you know they're going to play back the first, 10 seconds or so. So she's got to get that word, that little thing in there. And then the show must go on. We must continue. Nobody does that. Okay, even the wackiest wacko is not going to sit there and I don't know who We'll find out, I guess, what this guy's about. It's been very quiet about who this guy is and everything else about this guy. The fact that they even arrested him kind of amazes me. I'm surprised he didn't have a way. Oh, he accidentally got away. And I'm betting he won't even serve probably a month. However, when you got somebody with deep pockets like Ilhan Omar, I mean, she might have paid the guy $80,000 or something. It might be a heck of a deal behind the scenes. Or maybe his mother is, struggling with holding onto her house. And this guy is desperate enough. He said, well, yeah, I'll pay off your mom's house if you won't go to, I guarantee it probably won't go directly to him, but it'll somehow benefit somebody in his family or somebody. Yeah, that's the way they do this kind of stuff. Set him up with an offshore account or something to that effect. Something will happen to that effect. All right. In the meantime, folks, I want to say thank you for listening. And tomorrow will be Topical Tuesday. By the way, we will be talking about AI tomorrow. It's kind of a hot topic. We might have a few sessions about AI, artificial intelligence, or as I like to refer to it, actual super stupidity. We have 812-379-8778. Let me know what you think about what I think. If you have a podcast, don't forget. Let me know. And I'll try to set you up to experiment with a little app I've got going on. Otherwise, that's all I got to say about that. You can tune in tomorrow morning. At some point this week, I would like to do a live show. We'll see how that works out. Again, all dependent on whether that app gets done or not. I'll get my team on that. God bless, folks. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you hopefully tomorrow morning. God bless. See you.